You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Retail Roundup brought to you by WESA. I'm Glenn the Geek, founder of the Horse Radio Network and host of Horses in the Morning, the daily podcast for the last 15 years. The Retail Roundup is your go-to virtual hub for all things retail. We have panel discussions. We have webinars. We do sessions like this where we talk about things you can do to improve sales. So we do a little bit of everything. I highly advise you to look for the Retail Roundup on Facebook. That's where we make all the announcements. There's lots of cool stuff, and the community is basically there. So check that out today. Today, we're diving into one of the most impactful tools for connecting with your customers and your potential customers, and that is short form video. Short form video. You see it everywhere. Obviously, if you have TikTok, you scroll through them endlessly and waste hours doing that. But there's also reels and shorts and all kinds of different ways you can connect with short form video. I can't say that word. So, and today we're going to dive into it and we're going to find out what works, what doesn't work, how do you get comfortable doing it. And we have somebody that is so comfortable doing it. She does a great job with it, and that's Kylie Hibbard. She's also known as Shop With Me Cowgirl. You've probably seen her face on little shorts that going by your scroll. You've been at WESA a bunch. You're known for capturing trends there and building connections and doing all kinds of things, and mostly in the Western fashion side, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, but you've been there a bunch. I've seen you running around. So yeah. her expertise really is in short form video, and I want to talk to you about that today because it's something that I think, as a person in business, whether you're a retailer or manufacturer or whatever, you know in today's world you should do it, right? Mm-hmm. But why is it important, and why is it resonating more than static posts or any other kind of posts, for that, banner ads or whatever?
Yeah, I think short-term video or any video brings authenticity. It brings a connection that static posts cannot. Just like us talking and you can see each other face-to-face, you make a connection that you wouldn't if you couldn't see the person behind the camera. And I've just found it super impressive how well videos perform on my content. And I've seen that people are... they have a short term, like their memory and their everything's super fast. So why not push it with video? And that's what we've been doing.
Interesting. When I speak at conferences about podcasting, one of the terms I made up 15 years ago was they come for the content, but they stay for the host. It's a little bit that way, even with short form video, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's a connection that you build that you can't explain with just regular posts. It's because you're building a friendship. You're getting to see that person behind the voice, and then they're relating to you, or maybe they relate to the boots behind you, and you build a connection that you can't build in just a picture format.
I cannot tell you over, 4,000 episodes I've hosted of podcasts, how many emails, thousands of emails we've gotten that the people said, "I feel like you're my best friend."
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know them, but yeah. Right. But it's true, right? Yeah. Even in short form.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's like people want to see a real human. It's just like when you make a phone call and you're asking for help, you want to talk to a real person. The automated stuff, you feel more comfortable talking to a real person. It's the same with advertising or anything like that. Those short videos really create a connection that you need to help push your products.
Not everybody's comfortable in video. I never was, right? And that's why I did audio. So, yeah. But especially if you're filming yourself, it's just weird, right? I mean, were you as good as you are now the first 100 you did?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think you're excellent at it. You're doing a fantastic job. It's just like everything, practice over and over again. And then eventually, to be honest, you kind of get where you don't care. And then you just be yourself. But I think that's what people love. And I think people miss that part that they want your little stutters. They want your mess ups, because that's what builds a connection and makes you feel like a best friend. It's not because it's picture perfect. It's not because it's just like a smooth finish. They build that connection because they can see you in action. And it really builds a relationship more than anything.
And the other thing you have to remember too, is you don't have to publish it. Right? Yeah. I mean, if you do 10 of them and you don't like them, do 11 and then publish one. Yeah.
It's like my headphone just fell out. Like, I don't have to publish that one, but you get so comfortable doing it. And then eventually you're like, I like that one. And you get so, I film so many videos now. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Let's go with it. And
you probably still have ones you don't publish though.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And I always say I'm awkward, but you're awkward at first. Everybody's awkward at first. And then eventually it's just like talking to your best friend. I said, my phone's my best friend. I talk to it all the time.
It used to be too, when creating content, that there were two obstacles. One is comfort zone, right? You're what we're talking about now. The other thing was tech, just learning the tech of it all. But now with TikTok and even Reels or Instagram or whatever, they make that tech pretty bulletproof, don't they?
Oh yeah. There's so many features out there. Like, I am not a pro and it's so easy to use. And that's what I love about short form video. You can actually use the software that Instagram, TikTok, Facebook provides, and they make you look like you're something special, which I think so neat about it. Like 7-second videos, film a 7-second video, throw that into the editing software, and it makes you look like you're doing something really awesome, which is really helpful.
Yeah, it's a lot different than it used to be when we used to have to edit them down in, Final Cut Pro and do all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
No, so, I don't even use it.
Yeah. So you just use the editors that are on the platforms?
I do. And I there's lots of creators that feel differently. I've gotten really used to... Okay, so Instagram has what they call edits, and then TikTok has a platform as well, and they offer different features. And I found what features that I like. I've gotten to a habit of just putting them in there, and it makes it super smooth and easy to use.
Will you post the same video on all three or all however many? Will you post the same video on all of them, or do you try and do specific content for specific platforms?
Both. So I know what works well on each works well on each platform, but I also try it out. And that's what I recommend to all businesses, is you don't know until you try. Some platforms like TikTok love when I talk. Instagram loves transitions. So I found that I'll push a little bit there and push a little bit more there, but try it out. You never know until you try.
Horse people are different, granted, right? I mean, we all know that. We're a different group. And we tend to consume differently than, I have friends that are in the cycling world and the skiing world and, that hiking world, and they consume things differently than horse people. We're a unique group. Is there a particular platform that's more effective for short form video than others that you found?
Well, actually,
if we're thinking retail product, wholesale product, if we're thinking kind of product driven.
Okay, just from my personal preference, I'll give you a little statistic. TikTok is young. Instagram seems middle-aged, and then Facebook's a little bit older, but my shoppers are on Facebook. My views are on TikTok, and Instagram seems like my loyal followers. So I don't rule any of them out because they kind of cross-promote, but those all have different views. So my short-term videos work really well on TikTok. They get pushed out a lot, but those that stay loyal to me and want to sit there and buy my products or buy what I'm showcasing are on Facebook, actually.
Interesting, too. I know we're going totally off what we planned to talk about today, but I would with you.
That's all right.
ROI is something that, every marketer in the world worries about and thinks about. I think less now than we did 10 years ago, because we realized that, we used to have a saying that exposure can kill you. It used to be that exposure, was a naughty word. And now it's what you're looking for, right? You're trying to go above the clutter. And to go above the clutter, one, you need quantity, you need quality. You need both of those things, whether it's short-term video or podcast or whatever content, YouTube, right?
Yeah,
but
sure.
I do think that it does make a difference. I think that quality still comes through.
Oh, yeah. But I actually got to talk to both Instagram and Facebook, a person that works behind the scenes.
Okay.
And they told me that watch time matters. So regardless of if your content is long form or short term, your watch time matters. So if I can hook you in 7 seconds and I can get you to keep watching it, I've got your watch time. And so therefore it's going to be pushed out more. So you kind of,
and that doesn't matter if it's a 2 minute video, they want to see you consuming 90% of that 2 minutes, right? That's how they look at it. Yeah.
Yep. And of course, longer form videos can do more for you, but initially you got to hook that person. You got to get that connection and they got to, you have them stay there. And of course, the longer they stay, the better. But those 7 seconds, they're pretty quick and they are efficient and they work.
Is that the magic number for short form? You got 7 seconds?
I've watched a lot and I think 7 seconds are doing really well. They say if you can't hook your audience in 3 seconds, then you've lost them. So you got to get their attention in 3 and you got to be able to keep them there for at least 7. And then if you can keep them going, we're going to push longer form content.
Okay, let's get back to ROI while we're before I totally bypass that. You work for clients that they care about that. What's mm-hmm. I'm getting views, but if I'm not getting any sales, does it matter? Right?
Yeah.
How do you address that?
Well, first, like, you have to know what, of course, you want your outcome to be. So if it is to move products, then you got to really focus in on what works there. And so if I'm trying to sell you a water bottle, essentially, and I want to push this product, I can do this in 7 seconds and I can get that watch time to going and I can push more products versus 2 minutes of me talking about the water bottle. You're over the water bottle and you're done. I think creating that urgency to buy really turns over products. And that's why you get all hyped up when we're in Q4, the season of Q4, and you have the holidays and Black Friday. That's why Black Friday works. You're getting people really hooked and wanting them to buy immediately. And that really turns over products, in my opinion.
Is it better to have a particular hook? Like, I watched the 40-year guy who says, if I haven't known this in 40 years. If I had only known this for the last 40 years, he starts every video. He's the 40-year guy, right?
Yep.
Do those hooks, are they important, or can you get away without that hook? And you know, like you gave me some examples like Wear It Wednesday or $20 Tuesday or are those more effective and do people come back looking for them or is a free for all better?
Well, I can tell you and answer your question just based on what you said. You remember
I remember guy. Him, right? Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So it's just like why McDonald's and all those places have, you know, certain theme songs or certain images. It's because you connect with them instantly by remembering who they are. So most definitely, I think if you can create your boutique or, you know, you can create a brand that people are like, oh, that's so-and-so. It resonates with them and they're quickly to listen. So I do 3 cowgirl finds and that has worked for me because people are like, oh yeah, she shares that all the time. Let's see what she's got. So consistency, I think it does make a difference.
You hit an important point there. When you're doing something like that, your 3 cowgirl finds or $20 Tuesdays, you've got to be consistent. You've got to do them. So if it's $20 Tuesdays, every Tuesday you do a $20 Tuesday. The consistency is what makes that stick. You know, we used to say in the old days in marketing, you had to hit somebody 3 times for it to stick. Now it's 20, right? It's not 3 anymore. It's not 7. It's not 11 because there's so much clutter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's where that 3 seconds comes in. I mean, there's millions of creators, millions of businesses. So if they're flipping through and they can't find you in the first 3 seconds, they're already past you. So you have to hook them. And a lot of that is those consistent little, you know, little catchphrases or something that brings them in. They're like, wait, what's $20? Because nothing's $20 anymore. Or what about Wednesday? So those little things catch them and then maybe they'll stay and see the rest of your products.
It's hard to be creative, right? We that think outside the box term, you know, we've been saying that for 100 years, think outside the box, but it's hard to think outside the box and come up with something clever. Yet I think every store retailer already has that something clever. They just haven't packaged it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just like practicing. You get used to it. Like the 3 cowgirl finds, it took me forever. I said it one time and realized just going like that really brings the camera and people are like, wait, why is she moving her hands? I talk with my hands all the time. And I think you'll find it, your personality and who you are, what catches somebody, whether it's walking in a storefront or something like that, those little catchy things are really going to help promote your business. And I think you have it. You just got to find out what's natural to you and what works for you as a business.
And I think when you'll find the catch, that tag that you're looking for by accident, it'll be something that you do just off the cuff, and then it resonates, and that video gets more views than any of your other videos, and you go, wow, that worked. But you didn't plan it. We've been doing our show for almost 4,000 episodes. Our most popular things are things that happened by accident that we still do.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't plan them.
And that's great.
Yeah. But don't, what I'm saying is, don't force it, but be aware when it works to embrace it.
Yeah, and people can see when it's forced. I think people can tell when you're forcing things. They're like, well, I don't know. It's kind of like when a kiosk in the mall, you know, when they're coming at you, you're like, no, I don't. Because it's forced. But if it's a natural thing and it's natural to your business, people see that and they see through it. And it's natural for you to talk about over and over and over again, which is what you have to do to stay consistent.
Obviously, unboxings, especially if you're a retailer they've been popular. But again, I think you need... I don't know how you feel about unboxings now, but I think they're kind of getting old. I think it's kind of, two-year-ago thing. Can you do it differently? That's the question. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, though, although you said they're getting old, it is. What can make you stand out? And I have found that I've done my 3 cowgirl finds or unboxed. We ranch for a living. I take my stuff outside. And surprisingly, that little catch thing is they're probably watching the cattle behind me. They're not watching me, but the little thing makes a difference. And when they're scrolling, people are like, oh, that's catchy. And so if you can find something like that in your boutique or in your business, what can make you stand out from the millions of videos that you're scrolling through?
As opposed to doing it at your desk there.
Yeah,
which absolutely. Is what everybody else does, right? They just open it at a desk, and you put the visual there to catch their attention, because you have to have something to catch their attention.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, what kinds of things have you seen be very effective with your clients?
So I found that short form, we've talked about that a lot, but getting to the point quickly, people are kind of over the deal of let's explain this best. Let's talk about it for a while. They're like, they have places to go. So tell me what it's about. Let me see this. So I would really focus on short, get to the product fast. Don't talk too much. But I also have found that you have to be in person. You have to show a face. I think you need to be behind the camera. And if not, that's where influencers or people like myself come into play, that it's more natural for them. The reason why is it builds a connection, and the connection and relationships is really what's going to sell your items.
Yeah. Again, come for the content, stay for the host.
Yeah.
They're coming back and watching videos over and over again because they like you. If they don't like you, they're scrolling past.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But you have to give them a chance to like you. You have to give them a chance to, and they do, or they wouldn't shop with you. That's the other thing.
Sure.
Your current customers keep coming back to you because they like your store, or they like you, or you've done something for them that they like. And they, even current customers, want to see more of you.
Oh, yeah. And you're not going to attract everyone. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got is you're going to attract those that you should and repel those that you don't even want there. So you're not going to be able to have everyone come to your store, but the ones that want to shop with you, that like your items, that are interested in what you have to offer, they're going to come on in, and the rest of them will go on by. But that's great. That's where you're going to make your money.
We had an 80-20 rule. That was an acting company I owned years ago, and we did 450 shows over 10 years. And the 80-20 rule is 80% are going to love what you do, give you a standing ovation. The other 20% who ate the same food and saw the same show are going to hate every minute of it.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. The 20% will not like anything you do. And it's true with short-term video or podcasts or whatever content creation you do. It's just, and you're not trying. So you cater to the 80. You don't cater to the 20. And what tends to happen is new creators especially focus on the 20% who don't like them. And you just can't do that. You have to tune them out. You don't care. They're not going to buy anything from you anyway. So who cares?
Yeah. And you want your ideal customer to come in, and your ideal customer will come. And I think that's the hardest thing is be patient. They're going to come. You're going to attract the right people. You just got to figure out the algorithm, and then they'll push it out towards it.
Do your new customers, ones you work for, do they tend to want to overproduce videos?
I do think I even personally can get salesy, is what I call it. And yeah, or throw a filter on. Everybody wants to look picture perfect. And although
doesn't help by the way, it doesn't help.
Yeah. Well, I think what's funny about society is we're kind of over that. We're over, like, if you've noticed, no more, they're not hiring celebrities to showcase their items. They're hiring an everyday person. And the reason why is people connect with the everyday thing. So if you mess up or if you don't look picture perfect, that's fine. They actually build connections that way. And it really truly brings in sales at the same time.
What metrics are you looking at? Okay, now you've done some videos. Let's say they put out 30 or 40 of them, right? And they're getting better at it and it's more fun for them. By the way, I have a saying, you get used to anything in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Doing something for 3 weeks, you're going to get used to anything in 3 weeks. My wife and I have said that forever.
Yeah.
And it's true, right? After 3 weeks, you stop even thinking about it. You just do it. So what metrics now for a customer that you're working for or helping with their short form videos, what metrics are you looking at to gauge success?
Depending on what you're wanting from that video, if you're wanting follower count, you can look at all your statistics behind each video, which has a really cool and a new feature.
No matter what the platform, it doesn't matter, right?
Yes. Yeah. But no matter what the platform, one really cool thing about, make sure your account, first of all, I should pause, is under a business account. So that way you can see all your analytics. Instagram just rolled out a feature called trial reels, and trial reels is actually really awesome because it pushes out to people that you do not know and that are not following you. And so I really look at those. How is this resonating with people that I don't already have? But then also look at your content with people you already have. Are they commenting? Are they engaging? How did they respond to the video that you did? Did they watch it all the way through? All those are very important.
Are you going to change your thinking a little bit for the trial videos and approach the video in a little bit different way than somebody that knows what you do already?
Yeah, I've tried all different kinds of content. To me, trial reels is a great place to try. It's kind of like you can hide behind a curtain and push out a video and see if it does well or if it flops without putting it on your feed. I think it's a really cool feature that they have right now, but it also gives you a chance to experiment with different things. And I always recommend, go check out my account. Ask me any questions you want. Take advice from people that you really like watching. Why do you like watching their videos? And then kind of take some notes and then recreate it, but in your own style. And so, yeah, I think the insights tool and all that is really helpful because you can push it, see if it does well, if it's something you can consistently produce over and over again, and how it works for you.
Do coupon codes or things like that work at all on short form video?
Like advertising coupons?
Yeah, like I want to see it. Okay, you've got a client that really wants ROI, right? They want to see ROI.
Yeah.
So they're going to throw a coupon code into the video, whatever it is. Do they work on video? Or do people forget what the coupon code is and then just...
I think it kind of depends on what you're going for. Yeah, if it's like, whoa, 50% off, I guarantee you people will remember 50% off.
10% they won't remember.
Yeah, but you got to catch them. You just really got to catch them. And no matter how much you're offering, how cheap your product is, how affordable it is, if you can't catch them, they scrolled on past, which is the way of the world, unfortunately, but you really have to bring them in so that way they can stay and watch your product. And then they're like, oh yeah, that was 50% off. Of course I want it. I'm going to put that coupon code in.
So I'm brand new. I have a retail shop, right? And I do sell online, but I've not done short form video. You're going to advise me, okay, I want to get started, but I don't want to be overwhelmed. And it's easy to get overwhelmed with everything we do because we have to do everything, right? As an owner of a small store, you probably have 5 employees maybe, and you're doing most of the work. You're the 100-hour a week person. And I've been that person, you know, all through my life as an entrepreneur. So I get it. But what would you advise me to do? Start one a week? Start, you know, how do I start?
Really, ask yourself, what can you manage? Like, I think that's the first thing. Be realistic. And then once you get that narrowed down, if you can do 3 videos a week, do those 3 videos. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to get those done. I'm going to get those pushed out, because consistency, your customer will rely on that, and they'll train their brain. It's a psychological thing. If they know Monday, Wednesday, Friday that you're going to be on there, they're going to start doing it. But do quick things. They call it B-roll. And B-roll essentially is you just set up your camera and you're doing something, and then maybe you put a voiceover over it, or you put words, a text, super easy. Maybe you're putting things on the shelf and you're having the camera roll, and then you put new arrivals hitting the store, and that's your video for the day. Like, super easy. You don't have to make it complicated. And I think that's what we do so easily, is like, oh, I don't have time to put out all these videos. Just throw your phone up. I promise those short videos really resonate with your followers.
Consistency more important than quantity at the start?
Yes, I'd say so, because if you're not consistent, they can't even expect your business to be there. It's like a business that's not open set hours. You don't know if they're going to be there or not. Same way with your social media. You got to be consistent so they know that they can count on you.
I know every service is different as far as the algorithms are concerned, but what have you noticed TikTok likes?
They like short video. They do prioritize watch time, and they love the B-roll. That's one thing that I've been pushing on TikTok, is they just want to see you in your natural form. Like, they want to see you hanging stuff on the racks for new arrivals, and then maybe you put a little text that says you're going to have a sale, and it really hypes people up. But those, if they watched it for 7 seconds of you hanging things up, it just resonates really well, and it does really well for them. But it's so easy. I know so many people don't want their face on camera. Well, turn to the side maybe and hang those up, and you'll get comfortable with it. And then after a while, you have a big old tripod and you're like, this is easy to do. I can film 30 videos in a week.
Instagram. So, what's Instagram like?
They are more like, they like transitions, and they also like, I don't know, more
what formal. We used to call jump call cuts in video.
Yeah. So they're more formal. They kind of like it more planned out. So I post probably more higher quality on Instagram. On TikTok, I throw up all kinds of content, but I've grown more on TikTok. So
interesting.
You kind of have to decide what format you like and just try it out.
And now let's get back to Facebook, because you said that's where the buyers are. It is. Yep. It tends to be the 40 to 60 year old crowd that actually has disposable income, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's true. What about Facebook Shorts or Reels?
Same
as Instagram, right?
Yeah, I actually have my content on Instagram just pushed to Facebook.
Okay.
And I've grown on Facebook just from that, which is crazy, because I answer my questions and I answer everything on Facebook. But as far as physically just posting on Facebook, it just comes from Instagram and does really well.
Now the big one in the room, the one that's going to overtake everything, and is even podcasting for that matter, and that's YouTube. YouTube now is the number one search engine. Believe it or not, it's the number one search engine. So especially in podcasting, YouTube has taken over everything else. Even Google.
Yeah.
So, like, Google cares, they own it, right? So they don't care.
Yeah.
And AI now, being that when you search Google and you're getting AI answers, the amount of traffic to websites that used to pop up and used to go to the website has decreased 80%. So AI is really changing search. How important is YouTube now for you, and going to be in the future? And they have shorts too, obviously. But so let's stick with shorts, even YouTube shorts. But how important is it?
Yeah, that is one of my goals. You hit the nail on the head, because you're right. It is becoming a search engine. I think there hasn't been I've noticed not as many Western content creators over there, which to me is like something that I want to target and hit because of that reason. But yeah, YouTube is being pushed out there. Like you said, Google is pushing it out there. You want to get into a market when it starts out. And so I highly recommend pushing your way through it, because the cool thing about it is you can do shorts, but you can also do long form content. So it's a place for everything. And more people stay and watch YouTube just like they do a TV show, which is crazy to think about.
And with YouTube, it's fairly easy to make shorts out of your long form content. And that's what most creators do. They some of them are making separate shorts, but others are repurposing the long form content too.
Yeah.
All right. One final piece of advice for a manufacturer or a retailer that has not dove into the deep end of the pool yet.
Go for it. But I mean, just do the short form video content. It's super easy. I would say try really hard. Just push out 5 videos, analyze those 5 videos, what works for you, what works for your viewers, and then recreate that.
And do not expect to have millions of views in the first 2 weeks. You're going to do this. This is a long-term project. This is not a two-week project, and you're going to be the star. It happens to very few people in any content creation, right?
Oh, yeah. And I heard someone say, can you imagine having 25 people in the room all say they like your outfit? Like, even if it's 25 people, if that many people said, I like that, that is incredible. So you have to step back and be like, oh yeah, that is a lot. I can do this.
My podcast mentor uses a classroom. He used to be a teacher. So he said, imagine you have a classroom full of people, that's 30 or 40 people, and they just listen to your show. If you were standing in front of them, you would think that was wonderful, right? You're not standing in front of them, so you don't think it's wonderful. But imagine now you get 1,000 people. That's an auditorium. Mm-hmm. That's a good size theater. Now imagine standing on stage in front of 1,000 people, right? Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame when you think of it that way. Yeah.
And it's so easy to compare yourself and to, you know, be hard on yourself, but step back and think, if I had 5 people that said, oh, I'll hear you talk today, then talk to those 5 people. Those are going to be your customers.
Keep at it. Keep consistent. Don't quit. Just keep making content, because eventually it is the old hockey stick thing. Eventually it does this, right? You're going to do this for a while and then it's going to go up. It's just, that's always been true in content and sales. It's always been true. That's one thing that's been consistent. That's never changed over the last 50 years of doing this.
Oh yeah. And eventually those that aren't meant for it weed themselves out, and those that are stay consistent keep growing. So you can only go up.
All right, you have to co-host an episode with me sometime.
Absolutely.
Have you done podcast hosting yet?
I haven't.
Well, no. There you go. You're going to get to try something new. We're going to do that. We're going to make that happen.
Thank you.
Where can people find you?
At Shop With Me Cowgirl on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. And we'll be doing more there.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us on this WESA Retail Roundup. To watch the Retail Roundups, you can do so on the WESA Trade Show YouTube channel. You can find them there. You can also find them on the Wisdom by WESA podcast feed. The audio for this will be out in the next day or two there. And also, you can find all the information, of course, about the trade show at WESATradeshow.com. We have another one coming up in January in Dallas. So you look for all of us there, and I'm sure you'll be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll be there. I know you will. We release these on Tuesdays, so you can stay up to date on all of these. We'll have another one for you in the next week or two. Thank you, Kylie. This has been fun.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And please reach out if you ever need anything. I'm here to promote you and see your business go higher.